Anorexic beauty, featherweight perfection, anorexic beauty, underway.
We're looking at a photograph of Sam. She's got really tight jeans on, high heels, t-shirt and a crop jumper. She's got her hair done up and she's wearing makeup. And anyone looking at the picture would say that she was a model. But actually in the picture, she weighs 5'6". Her body is racked with anorexia, as is her mind. And she's really ill. She's probably on the way to dying.
I suppose, yeah, I do look like a model because all the models now are skinny anyway. So then I'm skinny there, so yeah, I guess I do.
Size zero there.
Sam's mum is thankful that 16-year-old Sam is back to a normal, healthy weight of just over 8 stone. But her 3-year battle with anorexia was hard on her family.
It totally dominated the family life. It just took over.
I'm as ugly as I seem.
Hi, my name's Emma Rigby and I play Hannah Ashworth in Hollyoaks.
The soap's recent storyline highlights the devastating effect of eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia.
My character's developed from a girl who's been suffering from bulimia, and it has developed into anorexia.
In fact, her character's best friend, Melissa, died as a result of her anorexia.
It's not just a case of somebody wanting to be thin, it's much deeper. It's actually a psychological illness. 20% of all sufferers actually die from the illness, and often the issue isn't about food. It stems from a lot of other problems, maybe in the past, or certain events that may have triggered this obsession with food.
That's something that 24-year-old Laura can relate to, even though she's overweight.
I weigh about 16 stone, but I'm only 5'5", so that's classed as medically obese. Yeah, and it's just fat everywhere, really. I binge eat. If I'm on one of those days, that's it. I'll eat and eat all day. I'd sit in the evening and eat cheese and biscuits and packets of crisps and Pringles and sandwiches, whatever. And then sometimes I do, I'll eat chocolate, but I probably wouldn't just eat a small bar of chocolate. I'd probably want to eat a big bar of chocolate, you know.
Laura's recently started seeing a nutritionist, but is still battling her demons, despite being happily married to Bobby. I think that
you are lovely. I'm fighting a losing battle, I really am, because whatever I say is wrong anyway. But also, she's my wife, I love her, and I'm going to stand by her, whatever. She's just Laura. She wouldn't be... If she was anything else, she wouldn't be the person I married and fell in love with. I've even told her that if she loses too much weight, there's a chance that my mind might go elsewhere. I like the full woman. That is what I like.
I don't want people to look at me and see that I'm overweight. I want people to look at me and see me. And I just don't feel that they do.
But what you don't see is they do. It's your insecurities telling you they're looking at you like that.
But not everyone thinks I'm gorgeous, you know. It's only you. It's only you. It's not the whole of the rest of the world.
My name is Beth Tadeau, and I'm a singer in a band called Gossip. I'm 5'2". I think you guys say 15 stone. I don't know if that means. I'm probably about 210 pounds. I have black hair to my shoulders, which I'm growing out. I have grey eyes, which are currently really bloodshot due to hangover.
For Beth, the lyrics to the song Fire With Fire on the band's latest album, Standing in the Way of Control, are meant to be taken literally. Big or small, makes
no difference. When I was a kid, I had weird idols. I was really, really, really into Miss Piggy. She was extremely girly, but extremely tough. I feel like when I was a kid, it was just so different. Like, at least you had Cyndi Lauper, who totally looked so weird. And now it's like so Hollywood Paris Hilton, it's a joke.
In a size zero world, there's no contest between Paris and Miss Piggy. According to a survey by Dove, 75% of young girls want to change something about their appearance. By the age of 16, as many as 90% of girls want to change the way they look. If you see me
walking down the street. Hi, I'm Jenny Frost, formerly of Atomic Kitten. And before I was pregnant, I was, generally happy with myself in clothes, and out of clothes, not so happy with myself, same as most girls, I suppose. Hopefully I will lose the 3 stone I've put on, but if I keep a bit of a bum, I'll be happy.
Dove spokeswoman Jenny's also done modelling and TV presenting, so knows a thing or two about the pressure of being in the public eye.
I did a show for the BBC called My Breasts and I, and it was sort of like a journey about the nation's obsession with perfection and breasts and things. And